The drug heroin appears to be making a comeback. A new report by one of the country's largest residential rehabilitation services has found admissions for opioid drugs like heroin almost tripled over the past year. Amphetamines and methamphetamines are still the biggest problem for clients, but almost one in three have sought treatment for addiction to heroin, methadone, morphine, or opioid-based prescription painkillers. Lindy Kerin reports.
It started with marijuana at 16, then escalated into amphetamines, ecstasy and LSD. 3 years later, when his sister died suddenly, Michael turned to heroin. For the next 16 years, he was hooked on the drug.
The longest period of time that I was clean from opiates was 8 months and I was in prison. I went to jail 3 times. The last time I went to prison was for 2 years. I was dealing, but I was also doing burglary to support my drug habit.
18 months ago, Michael left his home in Western Australia and moved to Sydney to go to the Odyssey House Rehabilitation Centre. He says he reached the point where he knew it was prison, death or rehab.
The withdrawals were horrible. They were absolutely terrible and I never want to have to go through that again.
This year, Odyssey House treated more than 600 people at its medically supervised withdrawal and residential rehabilitation programs in Sydney. 32% of clients sought help for amphetamine drugs like ice and speed. But the CEO, James Pitt, says there's been a big increase in admissions for opioid drugs.
There's been a significant increase in the number of people who nominate heroin as their primary drug of choice, and that's that's a trend that we haven't seen for at least 5 years or so.
Do you think heroin would ever get back to the levels of use that we saw in the 1990s?
I've been in this business 37 years. And what I've seen is exactly what may take place, is that you have a particular drug that is a mainstay for 5 to 8 years, and then there's another drug, say in the States, when you talk about the crack epidemic. I mean, prior to that, it was just heroin, heroin, heroin. And then all of a sudden, they come up with this newfangled way to use cocaine. And then, of course, that was the mainstay for a number of years. And then it's kind of gone back and forth then. And like I say now, certainly on the East Coast, at least, heroin is predominant.
Michael is now focusing on his mural and mosaic artwork business. He says his parents have recently moved to Sydney to support him.
Each day I'm making amends, not by saying sorry, but by being a good son. My mum looks like she's 10 years younger. My mum doesn't worry if she doesn't hear from me for a week. And she told me that the other day. She said, I know you're safe and I know you're on the right track and I'm proud of you. For anyone in addiction who's listening, there's help out there. And one thing I know for sure is that once you get clean, you're going to think about using, and that's cool. But it's definitely better than being in the gutter, thinking about getting clean.
And that's former heroin user Michael speaking to Lindy Kerin.